today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, in faith and humanity, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about familiarity and fondness with the Holy Quran.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Thursday, is the 8th of Ramadan, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Farvardin, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of March, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we'll listen to verses 77 to 82 of chapter Al-Waqi'ah from the Holy Quran. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innahu laqur'anun kareem.
Indeed, it is a noble Quran.
Fi kitabin maknoon.
In a register well protected.
لا يمسه إلا المطهرون.
None touch it except the purified.
تنزيل من رب العالمين.
It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds.
أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ.
Then is it to this statement that you are indifferent?
وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ.
And make the thanks for your provision that you deny the provider.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The attribute Karim employed for the glorious Quran refers to God Almighty, the most generous and the most benevolent, and the same attribute also designates a human virtue. The Arabic word also reflects the great merits of the Holy Quran and its eloquence and rhetorical figures, as well as its interesting contents. Since it is revealed by the Lord, who is the origin of perfection and beauty, God Almighty is the origin of the revelation as well as the goal of the Holy Quran.
إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
Now we go to our topic, falling in love with the Quran in this Ramadan. Love comes from knowledge. when you learn about the person, when you hear him speak, when you see his actions, admiration and fascination built until your heart becomes filled with attachment, longing, and love for this person. Most of us recite the Quran without understanding its meaning. We can pronounce the Arabic letters that form words, but we cannot comprehend the speech of the Creator of the heavens and earth. We race to complete the recitation of the Quran in Ramadan, only to lose steam somewhere in the second or third week. Once the month of Ramadan is over and the incentive to complete the Quran diminishes, we often find ourselves struggling to pick it up again throughout the year. How are we supposed to know Allah so that our admiration and fascination grows deep enough to long for Him if we cannot understand His speech? The only way is through the Quran, and it necessitates comprehending what we are reading.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال البقر عليه السلام: لكل شيء ربيع وربيع القرآن شهر رمضان. There is a spring for everything, and the spring of Quran is the holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan is a good opportunity for us to get back to the Holy Quran and to recite the Holy Quran and to refer to the Holy Quran, to know what the Holy Quran says. Either reciting a verse or doing, and better to perform a khatm in the holy month of Ramadan, that is to recite the Holy Quran from the beginning to the end. Recitation of the Holy Quran in this holy month has been recommended a lot in lots of narrations and in lots of quotes and sayings from the infallible, say, be the Holy Prophet and the infallible Imams. Something even beyond the recitation is to start a sort of, let's say, acquaintance and friendship with the Holy Quran, the concept of the Holy Quran, that it will show, in addition to its spiritual rewards, it will show its effect in our social life and social and personal life. And we will understand the blessings of this acquaintance and this friendship in our daily lives. Definitely, it will cure some of the moral diseases of ours and some of mistreatments that we are usually personally or socially afflicted with. Maybe one of the reasons that we have such problems in our societies is due to the distance that we have with the Quran and Quranic teachings, and not having this sort of closeness and relationship with the Holy Quran. So being familiar with the Quran has blessings for our existence, understanding, and for our social and individual life, and for the society. It is being said that we have to try to oblige ourselves to recite some certain parts of the Holy Quran every day, on a daily basis. For example, we can act upon the hadith that says that everyone who does not recite at least 50 verses of the Holy Quran, he will be regarded among the ignorant. So we have to have it in our daily program to recite some certain verses, or let's say chapters of the Holy Quran on a daily basis. The second is we have to start a friendship with the Holy Quran. This friendship can show itself in action. So to refer to the translation of the Holy Quran, though it is important to recite the Holy Quran itself, but referring to the translation of the Holy Quran has its own blessings and benefits as well.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio.
today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
Dear brothers and sisters, consistency is everything. Ramadan is like a training workshop. We get 30 days to instill some good habits over 4 weeks. This intense training program has one main purpose: to make you consistent with your newly adapted habits. Science has it that any new activity done continuously for 21 days turns into a habit. This is the main essence of Ramadan. The Prophet said regarding consistency, "Choose such actions as you are capable of performing, for Allah does not grow weary till you do." The acts most pleasing to Allah are those which are done most continuously, even if they amount to little. Our goal every Ramadan should be to adapt a good deed we intend to do our entire lives, practice it with patience in the holy month, and do it for a lifetime.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
This is today's special, and in this part we'll look at the importance of learning Quran in Ramadan. If you are a Muslim who has the intention to learn Quran in Ramadan, whether for yourself or your kids, then be ready to receive unmatched rewards in this life and hereafter for this noble act during this holy month. As Ramadan 2023 is there, we have the opportunity again to attain great blessings from Allah. The month of Ramadan is a blessed month in which the Quran was revealed. To make the immense of this momentous period, the revelation of the Quran. We fast during the day and pray at nights, especially during the day of Laylatul Qadr, the night that the Quran was revealed, as Allah states, "Indeed, it is we who send this Quran down on the night of the glory, the Holy Quran." That was in chapter 97, verse 1.
The verse that I like to share with you this week is verse 30 from Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes the Prophet when he says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا And the messenger said, O my Lord, my people took the Qur'an as something to be abandoned. Now when you look at this verse, my dear brothers and sisters, some commentators of the Holy Qur'an are of the opinion that the Holy Prophet is putting forth a complaint about the Meccans. As you know, brothers and sisters, when the Holy Prophet began propagating the religion of Islam and reciting the verses of the Qur'an to the Meccans, their reaction was that this is sorcery. The Holy Qur'an on one occasion says, وَقَالُوا إِنَّ هَذَا لَسِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ That this Qur'an, what you're reciting, is nothing more than sorcery and magic. On other occasions, they would accuse the Holy Prophet of fabricating the sacred scripture. However, other commentators say that this conversation refers to a grievance that will be put forward by the Holy Prophet on the Day of Judgment. So scholars say that on the Day of Judgment, the Holy Prophet will stand before his Lord and put forward the following grievance. Ya Rabbi, inna qawm ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. The Holy Prophet has a complaint. Who is he complaining about? He's complaining about his qawm, his people. Now we can reasonably infer that the Holy Prophet is referring to us, the Muslims. So he's complaining about us. What is he complaining about? إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. That my people, the Muslims, the Ummah, took this Qur'an as something to be abandoned.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan. You are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah.
الحمد لله.